Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're with me because we got Steve McKee back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Steve is the author of When Growth Stalls. He's also the president of McKee Wallwork Cleveland, which is an outstanding marketing PR firm. And he's also a columnist for businessweek.com. And he's our good friend. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
It's great to have you back, as always. You've been traveling, Steve, around the country, talking to small business owners about this idea of when growth stalls. Now, you know, there are two kinds of circumstances that cause growth to stall. One of it is when you're not doing your job, and one of it is when, like, it's kind of the situation we've had for the last year or so, when other people didn't do their job and it created the environment where our own growth stalls. And but either way, Steve, that buck lands on our desk, doesn't it? That's where it stops. Nobody else is going to come in and give us a pass or a mulligan or anything like that. So you've been traveling around the country talking to business owners as you've been working with your book and everything across the country. What are you hearing?
You know, most of all, what I'm hearing is a real desire to do something about it. I mean, business owners tend to be a proactive lot. And they know that there's a larger circumstance here. It isn't due to their own fault. Most of them, their company is stalled. And so the question I most often get is, okay, what do we do about it? What can I do right now that's proactive, even though the world around me is crumbling?
Well, and of course that by now they've already taken the steps that they needed to take to adjust their operating expenses. If they don't, if they haven't already done that, then they're probably already shuttering the doors.
They have. Some of them may have gone a little too far, and that's one of the things that we've
talked about. Have you seen some of that? I'm convinced that the big companies went too far. But have you been concerned, or have you seen that they've gone too far?
And tell us what you mean by that. If you pull the reins in all the way and you cut your, you cut your innovation, you cut your marketing, you cut your staffing back to the bone, you don't have a lot of flexibility to be able to invest in growth. And investment is still the driver of growth long term. And some companies have gotten so afraid to invest anything that they're kind of limping through the recession right now, but they're really sowing seeds for problems later on down the road. I think When the general economy recovers, a lot of companies are going to be surprised that they're not recovering with it.
Right. Well, that's what I've been. Now, that's typically not the problem for small business owners, because I'll tell you, Steve, I agree with you. I think you're right, but that typically that's not the problem, because one of the things some of the information I've been getting is that the last few months of unemployment numbers have had a lot higher percentage of small business layoffs than the previous ones, and that tracks perfectly with the way small business owners are. We wait as long as we possibly can. We go as far as we can before we lay somebody off. And now what may be happening is they've laid off the fat, and now they're getting into the muscle a little bit. What do you think?
They are getting into the muscle a little bit, and one of the deceiving things about small businesses, we tend to think primarily in terms of our staff. Every company should be investing in innovation, and for every company that's different. I mean, you're a small business, and your innovation, you're an author too. Mm-hmm. You're developing these thought processes. Every company needs to be investing in innovation, let alone making sure that they have enough staff when the recovery comes. And what you find is that by the time you're laying off employees, since it's such a hard thing to do, you've pretty much cut everything else.
Yeah, yeah. Including in many cases, your own paycheck.
Yeah, exactly. And that's hamstringing yourself for the future as well.
Most small business owners lay themselves off first before they lay an employee off.
They do, and there's some they do it out of heroic motives. I have no doubt about that. But what they're not realizing is that that is hindering their ability to grow the company in the future. It really is.
As long as it's a short term thing, if it's just for a period of time where you just got to get yourself through this 3 months or something like that, then that's not that's a practical thing to do. But if it's long term, you're exactly right. What are you seeing out there with regard to when things are picking up? And I don't know about you, but I am seeing, and I've been talking about this for about 60 days now, that it looks like there is a light at the end of the tunnel. I am seeing more optimism. More people are more hopeful about the rest of this year and into 2010. But what are you seeing about the way people are planning for success, not operating for survival as much as they're planning for success? What do you think?
Yeah, it's a great question, because we do see some signs of life on the horizon, and more than anything, now is a time of tremendous opportunity, because since everybody around you, and that would include your competitors, tend to be doing the same things you're doing, cutting back, bringing in the reins, the companies that wisely and carefully get out there in the marketplace, whether it's staffing up, increasing your marketing budgets, expanding your sales force, if you can carefully do that ahead of your competition, there's a tremendous amount of market share in play right now that I think we're going to see reaped over the next year or so.
And a couple of reasons, maybe, and I'll throw a couple out, and you can adjust and add to this. Some is just from the standpoint of where some competitors have just gone away, or maybe they've gone dormant. They're still there, but they're not really fighting the fight out there. And the change in behavior of people. Maybe there are accounts that you were almost foreclosed out of in the past because of contracts or past relationships. Maybe those are brand new opportunities. What do you think?
I do, and see, that's the crazy thing about this economy is all of your customers are probably feeling the same pain you are, and they're looking for new solutions. That includes all of your prospects. So they're more open than ever to new ideas and new options. Your competitors are more likely than ever to be dissatisfying people or unable to serve them effectively. So for the well-managed company with foresight that can get out there and take a little bit of risk now, start to test those waters, I think you'll see the return come strong pretty much regardless of industry.
And I like the idea of a small business going, taking a run at a big business competitor right now.
I always like that idea.
I think now you might find that there may be some new receptivity to your proposal out there in the marketplace. So check that out. When we come back, I want to talk about technology and outsourcing as an opportunity when growth stalls. 20 after, right back with Steve McKee. Stay with us. Stop turning. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We built it for you. We worked hard on that. I hope you're taking advantage of it. We got lots of stuff there. You got, depending on how much time you have, we got something for you in 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes, and even in between there. You want to read, you want to listen, you want to ask a question, you want to subscribe to some stuff, you want us to follow you home, we'll do that. We got our blog and our newsletter is there right off the homepage. I hope you'll subscribe to that. And so we got lots of ways for us to follow you home with the information that you pick, that you select from our website. So check that out. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Steve McKee is our guest, folks. He's the author of When Growth Stalls, how it happens, why you're stuck, and what to do about it. It's an outstanding book, folks. I recommend to you. Steve, tell us how we can find your book and you online, please.
You can go to whengrowthstalls.com. There's all kinds of resources there. You can also find the book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, pretty much anywhere. Fine books are sold.
Yeah, there you
I'm
go.
I'm also on Twitter. Jim and I are friends on Twitter.
Absolutely. So what is that? What's your Twitter address?
It's at WhenGrowthStall.
At WhenGrowthStall without the S.
That's right.
Okay, so check that out, folks. Okay, Steve, we're talking about what Steve's seeing across the country with regard to how people are reacting, how small business owners just like you are reacting to the economy and to the economy, and as it's still challenged, but also as it's trying to recover itself, and how small business owners are contributing to that. Steve, what do you think about What do you think? Are you seeing anything out there where people are, small business owners are saying, you know, I've cut my operation as much as I can cut it, and as I grow, I'm going to grow it in by adding as much technology as I can. So next time this happens, I don't have to. I'm getting more productivity out of fewer people. What do you think?
Yeah, well, that's the opportunity of this time period. Absolutely, to not just react by cutting people, but to respond by re-engineering your business. And there's never been a better. There's never been a better time technologically wise to do that. There's so many things you don't have to do the way you used to do them.
Right.
And that's what I'm talking about when we're talking about, you know, investing in growth and investing in innovation, even if it's a back office system.
Mm-hmm.
It helps you run your business more efficiently. That'll enable you to put more resources on the front line.
Well, absolutely. And of course, we've been doing this now for quite some time. I mean, we've been mechanizing small business owners a lot more through technology, through the incrementalization, the democratization of technology for a couple of decades, actually. But today, all that's on steroids. I mean, and cloud computing, the opportunity to buy processing power and productivity at little increments, you know, as you need it, and from the clouds is really incredible these days. Another thing I wonder about, Steve, are you seeing much more talk of outsourcing? Because this is what I've been doing now for over 10 years, and that is when I need capability, new human capability and technology, instead of buying it, capitalizing it, or hiring it, I typically will outsource it. What do you think?
You know, I have two examples. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal just yesterday about Smart Balance, mm-hmm. The company that makes healthy food.
Yep.
They have $222 million in sales, 67 employees.
Wow.
They outsource manufacturing, distribution,
right.
Sales.
Wow.
And just last Friday, I had a client say to me, it was a small business company, one of the smaller ones we work with, and we were presenting to them a new campaign. He said to me, you know, this just shows me the wisdom of letting people who really know what they're doing
right.
do the things that we don't. And that's really the key to outsourcing, is it's so much more efficient if you do it right than trying to do it all yourself.
See, this is one of the reasons. This is a campaign that I've been fighting for a number of years. You know, Lou Dobbs got on this kick about outsourcing America, and he basically confused globalization with the concept of outsourcing. You know, globalization is where you can move goods and services around the globe much more easy than you used to, and you do it whenever you can. Outsourcing is simply doing what you just said a minute ago, Steve. Somebody who can do something better than me, more effectively and efficiently than me, let them do it rather than me capitalizing it or hiring it.
Well, and if you believe in the free market and you go all the way back to how markets develop,
yep.
Core competency is what it's all about. I mean, the farmer no longer had to grow all kinds of crops. He could concentrate on one kind of crop.
Division of labor.
Market and trade it.
Yep.
It's the same principle, and we relentlessly ask our clients to focus to understand and focus on what their true core competency is.
Well, that is one of the keys, one of the fundamental, foundational keys to success in the 21st century, is to do things. That you do the things that you do best, which, Steve, almost always is about adding value for the customer.
It sure is, and doing it in a way that, if to the extent to which you focus on what you do best, also separates you from your competition, because you're investing all your resources in what you do best.
And you know, the other thing, when you add outsourcing to your strategy, what you've also done is not just hire the capability, you've hired managers. Because with those contracts come managers, and those people want you to renew your contract, and so therefore they're going to manage their own people. You don't have to manage. You get all this power without having to manage people.
Yeah, and you get tax benefits too.
Yeah. There are so many benefits in this, folks, and I'll tell you, the only people who don't do this are the ones who are so egotistical that they feel like they having 100 employees is a badge of honor for them.
Yeah, and you know, that's probably the old world way of measuring success.
20th
There's
century.
Some appeal to that.
Yeah.
But I think the new world, when Smart Balance, you know, when I found out they had 67 employees, I was impressed that they didn't have 600.
I know, it's amazing. When Growth Stalls is the name of the book, and the website again, quickly, Steve.
WhenGrowthStalls.com.
All right. Hey, thanks, Steve. Will you come back another day?
You bet. Love to.
We'll have you back real soon. Steve
okay.
McKee, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, and I will be too, but it'll be on the other side of the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.